My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was an electric finish in a game you heard right here on Sports Radio 92.3. The Fan, the Chiefs hold off the Ravens 27-20. Lamar had a few cracks at it down towards the end. He missed a wide open receiver on the third down or on the and on the final play. His tight end, who had had a spectacular game, Isaiah Likely, 111 yards in that game. I mean, Mark Andrews, who?
Uh-oh.
I mean, Mark Andrews had two catches, 14 yards. Remember, last year it was always like, is Mark Andrews going to play? Is he healthy? And Isaiah Likely just looks like a total stud. He had nine catches, 111 yards, one touchdown. But it was so close to being a second touchdown as they went to the replays to overturn it. More on that in just a second. But here is Patrick Mahomes after the game, who was Patrick Mahomes, 20-28 for 291.
Definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline. But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. That's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
That's a hell of a line.
That was a good line.
Good line by him.
Mahomes, again, he made the one mistake, the one interception. But, you know, he was just incredible in pivotal moments in this game, as usual. On the other side of it, so you watch the replay and, like, the second or third viewpoint, it's like, all right, yeah, the front of his foot is out. But I told Owen, I'm like, if you have a Rooney interest in these games, you always will go to your grave and say, well, you can't really prove that he was out of bounds. And you're like, no, we saw 10 different camera angles. But how can you prove that the toes are actually hitting the turf? There's no camera angle from the turf. Like, the camera angles are all above, so it can look like your toe is on.
Then do we need artificial turf in every stadium? Because it would be lower. Yeah. Is J.C. Treader wrong? I say no, but I open it up to the floor.
Like, I'm like 98% sure that he was out of bounds. But if I was a Ravens fan, I would say, well, how do you know that his foot actually touched the ground? Your viewpoint is above.
Put in the fiber optic turf where you can see every step. This is the pressure point.
Yep.
Well, they didn't end up going. We were wondering about technology wise if they were going to change the way, get rid of the chain gangs and
lasers
go
only,
to the lasers. Yeah. They decided against it this year, even though they're pretty certain they have the technology to do all of it. Meanwhile, Lamar Jackson,
they don't want to eliminate chain gang jobs though.
No. Not in this economy.
Yeah, not in this one. We were trying to, is it election year?
The chain gang labor union will be irate.
Did see $2.99 gas today going to the airport. Dropping the in-laws off.
$2.89 in my town.
$2.89
coming in hot is at 9:40.
Must be an election year.
Coming in hot is at 9:40, not 6:29.
I mean, if you're going to make the changes you've had for you.
Coming in hot is at 9:40.
So Lamar Jackson had this to say. Maybe he was perhaps a little biased.
I thought it was a touchdown, but I still think it's a touchdown. Man, he was just open. And you know, I seen 32 and 20 was turning to, like, pursue him when he realized where the ball was going. So I threw it so he can, like, make a play on it. Just so I don't throw it like a line job to hit him in the face mask and they turn around and pick the ball. So I like, give him the ball so he can jump a little bit. But I thought he did a great job, acrobatic catch. And I believe it was 2 feet in. I'm going to stand on that.
It's a game of inches, Tone.
Yeah, he missed Zay Flowers on the play before.
It's a game
wide
of
open, staying in the middle of the end zone. You can see the Chiefs didn't know. Do we have? They look like they had three spies on a series of plays on Lamar Jackson, and it just goes to show, like, Lamar, his offensive line was horrendous in that game. He was running for his life. He ended up with 122 rushing yards. Did you have any snap takeaways from Baltimore? We focus so much on the Chiefs, but from
that, the concerns about the offensive line are legitimate concerns here.
Yeah.
Now, it's week one, so there's tendency to be sloppy. I mean, in the college game, I made excuses for both Ohio State and Michigan's offensive lines. A little bit more for Ohio State than I did with Michigan's, but I still think that is a legitimate concern because, man, he had to bail out a bunch. I mean, consecutive plays on the final drive, bailing out like crazy. I mean, it was
not ideal either for the first game of the year. Like, you don't want Lamar Jackson. The whole point of bringing in Derrick Henry was to lighten the load a little bit.
The second to final drive, by the way, before the field goal, I had to count three times in a row he had to take off. In a row. Well, and that might be
Chris
coverage,
Jones,
but he's under pressure.
Whatever he wanted to do
exactly
in that game.
You can give it on coverage all you want, but it's exactly what Owen said. Chris Jones could have walked, and if Lamar Jackson would have let him, I mean, that's how easy it was for him.
The Browns have more defensive linemen that are better than the Chiefs' defensive linemen that you would think whenever they match up.
Yeah, this is going to be. When is that first game? That's on October 27th. Mm-hmm. So hopefully everybody stays healthy across the Browns' defensive line because that'll be a very nice. That should be an advantage for the Browns, a strong advantage.
Were you kind of like, on Derrick Henry last night?
I was.
Because people saw the name in the offseason.
Yeah, well, I said, guys, he's an older running back. He's an older running. And Tennessee is a weird franchise where they're still trying to compete when they really shouldn't be. They should really be tearing it down to the studs and going. But they let him go, and I thought, again, they were not in a position to salt away a win. I think they'll be in positions to salt away a win.
And then
that's when Derrick Henry should be there. But, again, if your offensive line's going to suck up the room the way they did, then, yeah, Derrick Henry is as great of a running back as he's been in his career is going to have problems. Still man on man. Still need some blocking.
Well, the boxes they're going to face are just going to be loaded boxes. But that's what Lamar Jackson's been dealing with, you know, basically his whole career.
Tell you what, though, Roquan Smith, still an animal.
Yeah, he was an animal. He was terrific last
Relentless.
Night. Actually got into it. There was some chippiness on the sidelines yesterday. That's what I do love in the opener. We get to a point where we're always wondering, it's the opener. Is this going to look more like an exhibition? But you heard Roquan Smith after the game. It wasn't an exhibition.
Oh, he flopped. Yeah, he flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call by a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but he better watch himself.
He did a
little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is, I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
Somebody was instigating there at the end.
So who was this?
Was there somebody?
Do you know this person's name?
Hey, Roquan, was there somebody on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
Yeah. Tell me who it was.
I think it was Tyler Hendershot. I think that's his name.
All right.
I'm looking right now.
Was he not active?
He was not active. I know he wasn't active last night.
Well, that's good stuff.
Sorry, Peyton Hendershot. That's
Peyton
who it was. Peyton Hendershot. He was inactive, and this was the first time they went to the sideline. Smith did stay with Mahomes a little bit to the bench area, and the guy in the t-shirt and shorts definitely tried to get them broken up.
Oh, yeah.
And you could see the jawing and that divisional round matchup or whatever it's going to be where they see each other. Hendershot better come up lame that week, too, because I think Roquan Smith's going to get that ass.
Outstanding.
As a very, very scary dude. Meanwhile, offensive line situation, they're trying to figure that out. The Browns are before Sunday's opener against the Cowboys. Now, we thought, hey, was there a chance Jedrick Wills could get ready and back in the field? Nope. Well, then Jack Conklin is going to come over and play the position for the first time in like 7 years. Maybe not so fast. Could James Hudson be in the mix? Here is Kevin Stefanski on the Coach's Show.
See how everybody looks, see how they're doing in practice, get to the game and really make a decision. I will say this, we have a ton of confidence. All those guys we've played and won with, so we have a ton of confidence with our guys.
Smoke him if you got him.
Is there a chance it's not Conklin after all?
There's a chance for anything in the Kevin Stefanski offense.
Is there a chance it's 11:30, or I guess it'd be later. It'd be, what, 1:30 on Sunday, and they're warming up, and they go, any, mini, miny, mo, James Hudson, you're the left tackle.
Well, might you see a rotation of sorts?
I wouldn't advise that.
I know
that.
That's not ideal.
No,
I think
that's not ideal.
You saw it last night in that game. I think anytime you have to rely on that, that's a scary proposition, but Conklin just hasn't played in so long that, you know, do they know what they can get out of him?
I mean, you wish.
I mean, you can ask him, but I don't know, maybe Conklin isn't exactly sure. So, you know, both teams have their things they are going to pick on. You know, we talked about the secondary at Dallas. They have a significant injury there, and that's something that you like to think we can pick on. Well, they are going to be going after.
Yes, they are.
That side of the line, no doubt. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.